then 3 and 4, in dependence upon that joy, arises rapture. Rapture in Sanskrit is priti, and this is an emotion of very intense joy indeed. In fact, we could even translate this word, not so much as rapture, as ecstasy. And the characteristic of priti is that it is experienced not only mentally, but also physically, in the physical body. There's a reaction in the physical body, as we'll see a little later on. There are 5 degrees of intensity of priti. The first, there is just a sort of slight thrill, just a little thrill of ecstasy, and the physical reaction or the physical accompaniment of that is that the hairs of the body all stand on end. This is the first type of priti. Then the second type is what we may describe as a momentary but electrifying stimulation. Where you can get a sudden sort of flash of ecstasy, but it's just like a flash of lightning. It's here, and before you can absorb it, or before you can even recover from it, it's gone. A sort of flash of ecstasy. And then thirdly, what is described as a flooding emotion of ecstasy, which descends upon the whole body, not just once, but again and again. Just like the breaking of waves on the waves of the ocean on the seashore. Then fourthly, the fourth kind of ecstasy, in which the whole body is surcharged, just like a mountain cave being swept by a mighty flood of water. This is the traditional comparison. And the fifth and last kind of priti or ecstasy is what is called the transporting, in which the body is even, in some cases, physically lifted from the ground, and what we call levitation occurs. Now these are the 5 kinds of priti, from the lowest to the highest, but we can say that most people in the course of their lives have had some experience of priti. They might not have been lifted from the ground literally, though they might have felt like it sometimes, but most people have had some experience of priti, some experience of this kind of ecstasy. As for instance, when you see a beautiful sunset, or you hear a beautiful piece of music and you're so deeply moved by that that a lump comes into your throat and tears come into your eyes. This is, in its own way, an experience of priti or an experience of ecstasy. So priti is like this, but we may say very much more intense, especially when it is heightened by the practice of meditation.